WHLM. Jim Doyle and the Husky Spotlight.
At 6'3 and 265 pounds, Ben Weber is a great blocking tight end as well as an excellent pass receiver. Last season, the senior from Cedar Crest High School was second on the team in receptions with a career-high 25. Weber recently completed his fifth preseason camp with the Huskies. The fact that this was his last made it something special, as he explains.
Without a doubt, it definitely is. It's just, you know, when I came in as a freshman, I heard a lot of older guys talking about, you know, it being their last season. And, you know, I thought I understood it then, but now that it's mine, it's just, you know, I had no idea back then. Now it's just, you know, a lot more urgency behind the season. And, you know, just I want it to be the best one ever. So it's a lot different.
Besides it being your last season, it's your first season as a captain. Does that change the way you go about your business?
I didn't want it to, but I guess, you know, a lot more guys looking at me a little differently. You know, right there at the end when you saw some guy yelling at me saying, you didn't hear me screaming. I guess everyone wants to hear me scream. So if it gets everybody else, you know, up and excited, then that's easy for me to step up and do. But I just want to, you know, try to help the guys as much as I can and be, you know, what they wanted out of a captain, I guess.
So you've always been kind of an outgoing guy, but maybe more so now.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, maybe just a lot louder, but definitely, I guess I would agree with that, more outgoing.
You see these freshmen out here for the first time. You realize how tough it is on them. When you came from Cedar Crest High School here for the start, what was the toughest thing for you?
Oh, man, my head was spinning when I came in. I remember I didn't even know how to run our bread and butter plays. And I think the toughest thing for me was just trying to keep up with the speed and the physicality, not just with the blocking because the guys are so much bigger than in high school, but also when you get out there to, you know, some safeties and linebackers and they're just as big as some of the linemen were in high school, you know, it's a lot different. And just keeping up with, you know, trying to keep up with that learning curve is what probably the most challenging thing is.
The biggest adjustment for Husky fans this season will be seeing number 9 under center, Pat Carey, rather than number 10, Dan Latour, who had been there for the past 4 years. Give us a sketch of Pat Carey as a quarterback and why you're optimistic about him.
You know, even though we're going down from 10 to 9, you know, I don't think of it as a step down at all. You're not going to see him run as much. I think he's more of a true pocket quarterback. He's going to stay in there, and he's going to look for a guy till the last second. And if he takes a lick for it, and, you know, he's a guy that's willing to do that. He's much more, gridiron. He's going to definitely, you know, lead by example. And, you know, he gets vocal, too. And, you know, he really studies a position, and it's something that I really like to see. You know, he pays a lot of attention to him in the passing game, and he's not afraid to get hit. So
you have pretty good chemistry with him in the spring?
Yeah, absolutely. And we were both up here in the summer. We got a lot accomplished, I think, you know, especially with certain routes that I run in particular. You know, I don't want him to have any kind of favoritism or anything like that, but, you know, definitely we already have a good chemistry, and I think he does with the other guys too.
It was such a tough ending to last season with those 3 losses in the last 3 games that ended all the major goals for this team. With that in mind, does it make the early season this season that much more important to just to get rid of that?
Without a doubt, yeah. We want to come out and, you know, lay those, you know, last season skeletons. We just want to bury them right away. And, you know, if we can come out and just start getting back to where we were, you know, 400 or 500 yards of offense a game, you know, rushing the way we can, blocking efficiently, defense doing exactly what they did last season, you know, I'm not concerned about them. They're, you know, they know what they're doing, and we have a lot of guys back. But without a doubt, you know, we're trying to lay those things to rest early.
Well, I'm sure you're hoping that your final season in your career ends sometime in December. But when it does, what's your major? What's your future like going to be?
You know, I did an internship out in Danville at a North Central Secure Treatment Unit. I really enjoyed it, doing casework with some young juveniles. And I really liked that. I was pretty open with anything. I thought about being a state trooper and whatnot, but that kind of opened my eyes that I really like to, you know, be hands-on with kids and, you know, especially troubled ones that have, you know, a spotted past. And That's something I'll definitely look into. And my internship just ended, and they seem to really like me, and I really like them, and hopefully something will come out of it. And, you know, if nothing comes out of football or whatnot, you know, maybe I can have a little more fun with that.
Bloomsburg University senior tight end and captain Ben Weber in the Husky Spotlight.
WHLM, Columbia County Sports Leader.